आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be on a day-long visit to Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh today to launch development projects worth over 57,000 crore rupees. Special Parliament session from Monday to hold discussion on parliamentary journey of 75 years. Several bills, including appointment of Chief Election Commissioner and other election commissioners, likely to be taken up during the session. Fourth G20 Global Partnership for Financial Inclusion meeting to begin in Mumbai today. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar to inaugurate International Conference on Dam Safety at Jaipur in Rajasthan today. And in shooting, 16-member Indian contingent to take part in ISSF World Cup starting in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh today to launch development projects worth over 57,000 crore rupees. In Madhya Pradesh, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of projects worth more than 50,700 crore rupees this morning. These include petrochemical complex at Bina Refinery of Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited and 10 new industrial projects across the state. We have a report.
The state-of-the-art ethylene cracker project at Bina Refinery will produce polyethylene and polypropylene, which are used in various sectors like plastics, textiles, packaging and pharma. Commercial production of this unit will start by 2028. This petrochemical complex will open doors to various downstream commercial manufacturing units in the term of plastics, pipes, packaging materials, plastic sheets, automotive parts, medical devices, molded furniture, as well as other items of domestic and industrial use. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of 10 new industrial projects in the state. Overall, these projects will bring new investment of more than rupees 1 lakh crore and will provide 2 crore 37 lakh new employment opportunities. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bina.
In Chhattisgarh, Prime Minister Modi will dedicate important rail sector projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees to the nation this afternoon. More details on this from our Raipur correspondent.
Prime Minister's emphasis on improving connectivity across the country will get a boost with the dedication to the nation of important rail sector projects worth more than rupees 6,000 crore in the public program in Raigarh. The rail projects will provide impetus to socio-economic development by facilitating movement of passengers as well as freight traffic in the region. During the program, the Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of critical care blocks in 9 districts of Chhattisgarh. Prime Minister will also distribute 1 lakh sickle cell counseling cards to the screened population. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
A 5-day-long special parliament session will be held from Monday, the 18th of this month. A parliamentary bulletin said that on the first day, a discussion on the parliamentary journey of 75 years, starting from Samvidhan Sabha, achievements, experiences, memories and learnings, will be held in Lok Sabha. The government has listed bill on the appointment of the Chief Election Commissioner and other election commissioners in the upcoming parliament session. Apart from this, the Advocates Amendment Bill, the Press and Registration of Periodicals Bill and the Post Office Bill is scheduled to be taken up for discussion during the session. The Advocates Amendment Bill, the Press and Registration of Periodicals Bill has been passed by Rajya Sabha and is pending in Lok Sabha. The Post Office Bill and the Chief Election Commissioner and other election commissioners' appointment, condition of service and term of office bill have already been introduced in Rajya Sabha. Ahead of the special parliament session, an all-party floor leaders meeting has been convened on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. In a social media post, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi said an invitation for the same has been sent to the concerned leaders. The fourth G20 Global Partnership for Financial Inclusion meeting will begin in Mumbai today. The three-day meeting will bring together over 50 delegates from G20 member countries, special invitee countries, and international organizations. More details from our correspondent.
Ahead of the GPFI meeting, a symposium has been organized today on the digital public infrastructure for energizing micro, small, and medium enterprises. The symposium will include panel discussions around two themes, namely energizing MSMEs for higher economic growth through digital public infrastructure and credit guarantees and SME ecosystems. In the symposium, global experts will delve into the role of digital public infrastructure in fast-paced financial inclusion of MSMEs. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
The fourth G20 Sustainable Finance Working Group meeting at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh will finalize and adopt the 2023 report today. On the second and final day of the meeting, the discussions will continue on G20 Sustainable Finance Roadmap. Our correspondent covering the event reports that over 80 delegates from G20 member countries, special invitee countries and international organizations are taking part in the meeting.
Today's discussions will happen on the progress happened in the role of international financial institutions, public finance and incentives, adoption of 2023 G20 Sustainable Financial Report, and discussions on the implication of the 2023 deliverables will take place in the afternoon. In the evening, the delegates will visit Sarnath. Yesterday, the delegates presented highlights on their progress in implementing the G20 Sustainable Finance Roadmap. They discussed on the progress on assessment and management of climate and other sustainability risks. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Varanasi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will inaugurate an international conference on dam safety at Jaipur in Rajasthan today. The two-day conference is on the theme, Safe and Secure Dams Ensure Nation's Prosperity. The conference will witness the participation of the world's foremost experts and leaders in the field from across the country and about 15 countries around the globe. It aims to provide a major platform for experts to come together and debate cutting-edge topics in dam safety and management. Union Jal Shakti Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat will inaugurate the National Centre for Earthquake Safety in Jaipur ahead of the conference. In Kerala, one more Nipah virus case has been reported from Kozhikode. A 24-year-old health worker of a private hospital in Kozhikode has been infected by Nipah virus. With this, the total number of persons identified to have been infected by the deadly virus has risen to 5. 13 persons have been admitted to the isolation wards at the Kozhikode Medical College Hospital, where 75 beds have been earmarked to treat Nipah patients. Our Kochi correspondent has the details.
The health department officials conducted a survey in over 300 houses at Marudongkara and Ayancheri panchayats, considered the epicenter of Nipah virus in Kozhikode. Samples of fruits generally consumed by bats were collected from these areas. As part of the precautionary steps, the district authorities have declared holiday today and tomorrow for all educational institutions in the district. They have issued directions to stop all public functions for the next 10 days and drastically limit public participation in all private and religious ceremonies. Meanwhile, two teams dispatched by the centre to assist the state government to tackle the Nipah infection is expected to reach Kozhikode today. Raj Mohan, Akashvani News, Kochi.
Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh will today launch a dedicated web portal, www.sdmpm.nic.in, for monitoring the Special Campaign 3.0. The government has announced Special Campaign 3.0 from the 2nd to the 31st of October this year, with a focus on Swachhta and reducing pendency in government offices with a saturation approach. The BJP Central Election Committee met at the party headquarters in New Delhi last evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, along with members of the committee, attended the meeting. Sources said the committee discussed the names of the candidates for the upcoming Madhya Pradesh Assembly polls. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has criticized the INDI alliance and emphasized that changing faces does not alter the path. Talking to the media yesterday, Mr. Thakur said last time also they had formed a grand alliance.
पिछली बार भी एक महागठबंधन बना था कोई चारा घोटाले से लेकर कोई नेशनल हेराल्ड घोटाले तक कोई कोल घोटाले से लेकर कोई अंतरिक्ष घोटाले तक कोई 2G घोटाले से लेकर कोई तीसरे घोटाले तक ये सब वही चेहरे हैं जो भ्रष्टाचार से कोई बेल पर है तो कोई जेल काट कर आया जनता इन सबको जानती पहचानती है.
The first meeting of the INDI Alliance Coordination Committee was held at NCP leader Sharad Pawar's residence in New Delhi yesterday. It was attended by 12 parties. Briefing media, Congress leader KC Venugopal said the Coordination Committee decided to start the process of deciding the seat sharing. He said the committee has decided to hold joint public meetings in different parts of the country and the first public meeting will be held in Bhopal in the first week of October. In Punjab, the 410th annual Urs, held in the memory of Hazrat Sheikh Ahmed Mujaddad Al-Fasani at Roza Sharif Sirhind in Fatehgarh Sahib district, began yesterday. A large number of pilgrims from Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh are taking part in this three-day event. The Khalifa of Roza Sharif, Sayyid Muhammad Sadiq Raza Mujaddad, thanked the district administration for making adequate security arrangements. We have a report.
A 127-member delegation from Pakistan is participating in this annual Urs. These delegates are quite impressed by the hospitality of the local people. According to them, this hospitality and love have won their hearts and they will return to their country with memorable memories. This Urs is also an example of brotherhood and unity as the delegates have been provided accommodation in Gurdwara Shri Fatehgarh Sahib. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Hindi Divas is being celebrated across the country today. It was on this day in 1949 that the Constituent Assembly adopted Hindi written in Devanagari script as the official language of the country. Today, Hindi is one of the widely spoken languages in the world and the first language of more than 520 million people. In shooting, Olympians Saurabh Chaudhary and Anjum Modigal will launch a 16-member Indian contingent at the ISSF World Cup for Rifle and Pistol Shooters in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, starting today. The event will be the last Rifle and Pistol ISSF World Cup of 2023 before the finals in Doha, Qatar, scheduled to take place from 18th to 27th November. Youth Olympic Games gold medalist Chaudhary makes a return to the Indian squad and will participate in the 10-meter air pistol event in Rio. Overall, Indian shooters have won a total of 23 medals comprising 7 gold, 4 silver and 12 bronze at ISSF World Cups held in 2023 so far. India are currently 4th in the medals tally. In Asia Cup cricket, Pakistan and Sri Lanka will face each other in their crucial Super 4 clash at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo this afternoon. The match will begin at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The winner of the match will face India in the summit clash to be played on Sunday. And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Most newspapers today give prominence to the meeting of BJP's Central Election Committee and the agenda for the upcoming Parliament session. Bill on CEC and EC's appointments on special session agenda, reports the Times of India. Marking the beginning of a new era, Airbus delivers first C-295 to IAF, headlines the Statesman. Under the caption, in the line of duty, two Indian Army officers and a cop killed in J&K attack, informs the Hindustan Times. Adding flavor to curriculum, IIT Bombay makes AI data science must for undergrad students, reports the Indian Express. And finally, facilitating unhampered movement of the majestic creatures in India, Jumbo Rise in Elephant Corridors notices the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be on a day-long visit to Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh today to launch development projects worth over 57,000 crore rupees. Special Parliament session from Monday to hold discussion on parliamentary journey of 75 years, several bills, including appointment of Chief Election Commissioner and other election commissioners, likely to be taken up during the session. Fourth G20 Global Partnership for Financial Inclusion meeting to begin in Mumbai today. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar to inaugurate International Conference on Dam Safety at Jaipur in Rajasthan today. And in shooting, 16-member Indian contingent to take part in ISSF World Cup starting in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.